The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore!
There we go. Nice. And Jess, can you keep this going? Thank you. Hi, everyone. Kevin Kawell, Undergar here. So excited to be here. I feel like we're finding our way now with this show. We have Roxy Rookie Stryer finally back from her summer hiatus.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh,
thank you, thank
welcome.
You.
And Christina, what is it, beat him? What did Jesse get today?
Beat him down.
It's beat Christina, him down, beat, baby.
Christina, beat him down, baby. Now,
watch
Christina,
out, honey.
Christina, you're my find.
Yes, you are.
Right?
Yes, you are.
And you've been doing so many other shows for us, and I knew.
I try.
And we also know that you also are a party animal in your
what
own way.
What are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, you're not? Jesse.
Me?
Jesse!
Look at this face.
Oh, it's she's
face.
The queen.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
The queen bee.
So, which is so perfect.
Roxy, I lost it.
I'm telling you. No, wait a second. We can't
combine
get snow.
Forces.
No. You guys, it's Murderers Row. It's just, I have all my all-stars now. Okay, and then. We imported Cammy Safford from the Saddle Ranch, VH1's The Saddle Ranch, and Bartend Saddle Ranch. I don't know how much more rock star.
And right? She made us our drinks for the night.
Yeah, made us our drinks. Nice
so we're
going
to be
job.
Effed up.
Well done. So, fans of the Jersey Shore, you are well represented because,
yes.
Right, we have a great team here. Not me, maybe, so much, but these guys are. You know, I only aspire to be you. And Cammy, I don't know if you know this about Roxy. Roxy's claim to fame, and I know we bring it up almost every show, but after all these, a season and a half, two seasons, I'm still very impressed. Stomach pumped at 14.
Whoa!
That's so impressive. Again, just like, right?
Got the inside
just
on
so
it.
So wow. Impressive.
Yeah, I mean, no. It might
really
happen.
Amazing.
It might happen.
Really amazing.
It.
Now,
it comes up every single show.
And you know what? Because it continues to awe me. It awes me. And also, we had her sister in last season, and is how old? 13, 14?
She was 14. She's 15 now.
14, but wasn't she high as a kite in the studio?
She may or may not.
I was so impressed.
Just again,
the Squires are great.
I taught her
and
well.
No, and she's in the AfterBuzz farm system. Okay, but I don't want to... Listen, I have to at least get... I want to get one fun party story out of you, Cammy. And then we promise we'll get into the Jersey Shore. So, okay, so
I'm going to be right. You keep going. I need to grab a drink, so I'll be right there.
Go.
Get you one,
boo. Plenty of time. You've got to narrow me down. A party story from fucking when.
Yeah. What is your earliest?
What's your earliest party? We don't want to step on it. How long have you been partying?
Oh, since I was like 15.
Love that!
14,
love
15.
Love that!
Yeah, like I remember, okay, I'll tell you the first time I ever smoked weed. I was like 14 or 15, and I got a gallon of ice cream. I was walking around my neighborhood aimlessly eating ice cream, like drooling down my face. And my mom found me and was like, what the F?
And she was like, that's my daughter. You've arrived.
Ice cream truck.
No, it's not an ice cream truck when you find your daughter talking to herself at the bus stop with a thing of Breyers. Like, ooh. No, it's fun, mom. It's a good time. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
So what was your mom?
No, really, you might need to try this.
Now, I told my mom it was a fucking good time when I was 15 eating ice cream.
Did your mom a partier too?
No.
Oh, okay. No, all right, so you rebelled.
My mom is not a partier at
all. So that's when it started. And where did you grow up?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, girl.
And when did you move to L.A.?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
In May.
And when did you get the job at the Saddle Ranch?
2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Okay, so for those who you don't know, Saddle Ranch is one of the premier bars in L.A., just jammed, and really it's been cranking for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Strong, right?
Yeah.
Who goes to the Saddle Ranch these days?
Oh, man.
Everybody?
You don't?
I do.
Okay, good.
I just actually, like, DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia is a good friend of mine, comes in all the time.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Tear the club up.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's where I'm from, girl. Tennessee.
Yeah, like, there's all kinds of crazy people that go in there. I mean, strippers, porn stars.
Oh, the greatest, the best people.
You know, the classiest of the
can
class.
Listen. And by the way, the three girls we're with, one observation we had right before we went up was the fact that all of your voices are just completely blown out from so much alcohol over the years. And that being said, I need you to get closer to your mic because your voice is
It's so scratchy.
Girl, yeah. Sexy as hell, but
my
we want to be able to hear
dumb.
You. So, and then when did they start taping the reality show, the Saddle Ridge?
We started filming in December.
In December of?
Of last 2010.
Year? Okay.
And then we filmed all through January, February, a little bit of March, and then... It aired in April, and I think I might have filmed like one interview in April.
Okay,
so it was actually long.
And for fans of that show, we are gonna AfterBuzz is gonna be doing a Saddle Ranch hiatus show where all the people who work at the Saddle Ranch from that show are gonna be keeping us in on the goings on of what's going on down at the Saddle Ranch on a weekly basis. I'm very excited.
And matter of fact, I've already talked to a few of like the first guests that are gonna be on there. Rob.
Nice.
My boss Candy wants to do it. Everybody's pretty much on board, so it's gonna be pretty crazy because we've had more drama after we stopped filming that people haven't seen. So we've got to play a lot of catch up.
So excited! You know, I say this on every show. You like have the life I wish I could have had.
It's not too late. It's not too late, Kev.
No, yeah, it is.
Of a raging alcoholic.
It's
never
like,
too late to ride the bull.
Wasn't even just seeing the show, but going in there, all the people working there was just the two fingers pointed.
Kevin, we're dragging you down with us. We are gonna. Somehow the three of us are gonna take you down with us and make you.
I want to go.
I can't wait.
I'm in. I'm totally in. All right, Jesse.
Is this happening right now?
What is it that you guys break my balls about? Do your like intros where you can hear us what on?
You guys can listen to these guys rant and rave about their alcoholic beverages of choice.
Alcoholics go to meetings, honey.
And this is the number one meeting to come to.
Right.
But you guys can listen to these meetings every day if you just go to iTunes in the iTunes store and type in AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore and just hit subscribe. It's free. Also, you can check out the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. And you can download these guys and take them on the go. Listen to them in the car while you're not drinking and driving.
What's better than free?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
Also, what? Check us out, ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV if you guys are listening to the podcast.
If you want to see how pretty these girls are, you got to go to Ustream. Ustream.com/AfterBuzz.
And you guys have gotten your podcast up, I got to say.
Oh, no, we're coming. Jesse, I've been too busy with this ridiculous movie Maria's got me doing, but once that's done... I'm back, baby. We may be done on Monday. Cereal Buddies
you
may
love
finally
it.
Be done.
You love
no,
it.
No, I love this. I'm excited. Once we're back, we'll take number one
this
again.
Is
who
where
knocked us out? Glee Factory?
Glee Project.
Glee Project.
What is
are you
Glee
on that?
Factory?
No, I'm not, actually.
No,
I'm actually
Glee
not.
Glee Project.
Honey.
Who are those jerks?
Exactly.
We're kicking them off.
Yeah,
who
seriously.
Cares?
No, we've one.
And Project Runway
be,
is coming for you.
So, Jess, is it one of those things like at the network no. where we were always the flagship show, so we kind of could do what we want here, but now that we're losing our status... Are all our rights going to start like slowly being taken away by you and Phil and the rest of the gang?
Your rights were taken away completely. As a matter of fact, you guys weren't even supposed to be in this studio.
No, we got Studio
we
B.
We actually built a Studio
You're
B.
Grounded.
Specifically for you guys because
oh,
as
no.
last year, alcohol was thrown all over the place.
Yeah,
we
no,
just
that
go.
Was...
What?
The
and
fuck
we're gonna
do that.
Maria walked in. Maria walked in and saw Kevin like. Maybe 8 beers deep.
No, she
goes,
got a call.
What the hell's going
on
in my studio?
Got a call. No, no.
Who's
got
counting?
She got a call from it's her agents at CAA and also her lawyer's office.
Oh.
Said, what the heck are they doing over in that studio? Blah, blah, blah. She flies over here with someone else. Just basically, she pulled the plug on the show, and just, yeah, things got crazy.
Well, no,
that.
She didn't put. She took the reins. Kevin and Phil had to go to the green room, which they trashed
right.
completely. So that's why we built Studio B because we just got. We literally got these. As you guys,
we need
can
our
see,
own playpen
fans.
This
as
is
you guys
beautiful.
Can see, we got these new paddings.
Ooh, yeah. I love the
we
white.
We need to keep them
gorgeous.
White.
No, DJ Jesse and Tamara
love
Berg,
the white.
Just, you guys pimped it out. It's awesome.
We need to keep them white.
Utah. Well, I gotta say, as my first, it looks great in here. I'm glad to be here.
Sweetheart.
Jesse, so you're saying that you don't want me to spill like any dark drinks, so
well, see,
vodka
Roxy,
only in
we're not
the
nervous
studio.
About
nobody's
you.
Drinking red wine, honey.
As we've seen you guys, yeah, Phil no. has been on the other ones. We can't have Kevin and Phil on the same Jersey Shore episode.
No, because aww. We're the classic nerds that like it's just all repressed and then just like comes out all at once. You know what I mean? Like it's just bad. Like I'm the guy
it's
that
very
like
poly-D
I don't
of
want
you.
Too much success because I will totally OD. You know, like I
totally
this is the
like,
most amazing night of my
this.
Life. God dead. All right. So you guys, it opens up with lesbian abuse. Okay.
Lesbianis.
Lesbianis. Poor Dina.
Tag
is
team.
Getting,
not tag Rob.
She's getting I'm glad the carpets are clean.
Right. And then so Vinny and Polly are just really beating on her and she's taking it hard.
Lame.
Well, okay, what's lame? What's lame?
That's young boy shenanigans.
Yeah, own your bisexual
wait,
venture.
Okay, so who's being lame, though?
I feel like Pauly D not so secretly wants to bang up Dina, and that's why he's taking this to another level.
Really?
Listen.
It's a Rookie. Shame on you, Pauly D.
Shenanigans.
What do you think?
Rookie totally disagrees.
What do you think?
I think that Dina loves Pauly and is...
Oh, yeah, all day.
But... Pauly does not want Dina and is trying to make a big deal of this so he doesn't have to hook up with her again. Like, oh, you're lesbianist.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
Goodbye.
Every guy wants to see two lesbianist women.
Especially if they're twins. Talk about that later.
Just saying.
Sitch was trying to work that out. Sitch had it already locked up. I agree with you, Rook. I think Pauly D definitely is trying to avoid the Dina situation.
He's throwing her off on something else.
Let's be honest about Dina. She's kind of gross. I'm going to say it.
But she does her damage.
He can have anyone he wants.
Yeah.
He's even said that in interviews.
He's
okay.
Him
not,
in that blowout.
He says it's almost not fun picking up girls anymore in interviews because I can get anyone I want.
Yeah. And he's on tour with Britney Spears. He can bang anyone he wants.
Unattractive.
You got to give us more about Dina, though, because through the entire episode, you kept saying, I hate Dina. Ew, Dina. So what's going on?
I have never loved her more.
Here's the thing. There's times when I like Dina, and there's times when I just find her I want to cut my wrists. I'm over here cutting, watching this episode. I'm like, God, Dina, really? You're so desperate for attention.
heard.
I just find her to be, I just find her to be annoying. I think she's obsessed with Pauly D. I think their kiss last week, I'm still hung up on it. It grosses me out so bad. Like the,
yeah, we talked about it really.
What was going on?
You know, well, we've all
seemed to enjoy that particular flavor, but I
we've also established that no one on the Jersey Shore knows how to kiss. As far as I, from what I've seen,
I haven't seen one person I want to kiss at all.
It's so creepy.
Wait, okay, so you
guys, we love them. We love these kids.
You guys are guys, so I have to ask.
Don't want
to
kiss them.
I have to ask the guys in the room. Is that much tongue appreciated?
No.
Or teeth, for that matter. That
to me is trying too hard.
I think you could ask either sex that. I don't think anyone appreciates that much tongue.
Like, really? Is that a turn on?
Unless you're
going to
kiss Gene Simmons and you're expecting that kind of tongue. No one wants that.
No, no.
But at least you'll be losing 10 pounds while you're doing it.
No one ever wants that.
You're burning calories.
Exactly. That's why that thing is long and strong.
But so all this being said, we're hating on the poor little Dina. But do you think, I just thought the boys took it too far.
Yes.
I thought Vinny and him
catty
took it too
young
far.
Man behavior.
Yeah, it was like, God, guys, come on, really? That's why you're here, Cammy, not so sweetheart.
I thought it was actually hilarious what the boys said, and if I would have been there, I would have chimed right on in with it. I thought
it was just wrong timing.
She was well deserved.
If you really care about somebody. Wait.
So why was it well deserved?
She pulled a robbery.
Because she pulled a robbery.
A double.
Jesse, this is gangsta. Did you hear what Cammy said? Because pulled a robbery, like totally got it. Because she knows how to live in this world. Because she lives in it.
She pulled a robbery.
I want to get there. How do I get?
We're going
world?
To Saddle Ranch tomorrow night. Cammy,
like,
are you working tomorrow night?
Oh, what's tomorrow night?
Next? Right. See, she doesn't even know what day it is.
Tomorrow night is Friday night. Yes, I will be working. Are we driving?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jersey Shore field trip.
I'm coming in to see your ass. I'm coming in.
I'm telling you.
Free drinks. Everyone gets a free drink. I'm like, okay.
This show is so stacked right now. It's ridiculous. So you would be heckling her as well.
Oh, abso-fucking-lily.
So I, because here, I was like, okay, guys, this is where I thought they would be in dicks. Where? When Jay Wild came in, I thought it was time to go. I'll roll the eyes and go.
Like, here we go again.
We're just killing it. We're kidding around. Come on, we're just messing with you. And they didn't. Like, they sat there with their arms folded, and it was like, wow. I'm like, really, guys? Like,
because these boys don't care.
You're being.
They're young boys.
Yeah, but they do care. They show that they care in other ways.
But they don't care that much. Otherwise.
Dude, I kind of feel like it was an attention whore move by Dina.
Oh,
she wanted to get camera time. An apology.
And the boys made a joke about it. She deserved it.
And
then
you think they got annoyed because she was being an attention whore?
I think she was.
A drama
like,
queen.
Oh, somebody else got my attention. Yeah. Okay.
No, I think she did it for camera time.
Really?
I do.
What, the lesbianic kiss?
I think she did it again. Okay. She's desperate.
All right, Cammy, but the post after, what I'm talking about is when the bed got thrown out. When the bed got thrown out.
Oh, that kind of took it
drama,
too far.
That was real. That was her just being drama or real?
I don't know. I kind of felt sorry for her then. Then maybe it went a little too far. Because at the end, they are friends, and I know it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Why didn't they just let off at that point?
Friends-ish.
Yeah, ish. It's TV. You know,
I don't. I kind of have a different opinion than everybody
on
this.
Sure, you do.
Let's go.
So,
Brooke.
As somebody that I think that I am considered by a lot of guys to be that girl that Dina can be considered as the wingman or the person. I'm always looking out for my guy friends. I want to get everybody ass every night. I'm going out with them.
Love that.
I want everybody to be happy.
Jesse, why don't you have applause on like your buttons? Anything? I find this amazing.
Drinking,
and I would applaud you as well.
All right.
So I get that, but if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's right.
And it's like she's sitting there and
don't
she throws
fuck
it at
with
him.
The bull.
And as so much as it's kind of ridiculous, it is ridiculous that she actually went into Vinny's bed, pulled the girl out. But at the same time, Vinny pulled the girl from Sitch.
No. Oh, yeah.
From Dina, who pulled it from Sitch. Sitch was standing with one of the twins. And Dina comes over and goes, I told you I thought you were the cuter one. Come over here.
So you say,
then Vinny takes her, and then Dina takes her back, and then Vinny takes her back. Yeah. So really, I think
Dina and Vinny should have done a three-way with the girl, and then everyone's a team player.
And then kicked her
that's
out.
That's what he was saying. Is that tag team? It's tag
curb.
Robbery.
Yeah, yes. That's what you call a
wingman. Robbing
it
a team.
You call a wingman when you both look up with the same girl.
We got to work together.
So it's a robbery when you take her out, when you extract her from the
so
bed.
So you're saying that Dina was really out. Fault in this, and then
I'm saying that
I think the girl's at fault. She's a whore.
That's all.
I'm saying,
but don't you think they really
she wasn't a team player.
Twin number two is a whore. Twin number one,
Okay,
wasn't she the virgin?
Let's not get in the twins. Wait, go back. Go backwards on this. Don't you feel like the boys really twisted it to the point she was apologizing?
Yeah, and made her apologize.
And, right, don't you think that was twisted?
I think Dina was sitting there thinking, oh my God, I don't want to be the Sammy. I don't want to be the girl who all the guys hate.
No, I think she's thinking, I don't want to see me get gone down on by a girl on national TV.
Well, that was one thing,
I think she didn't want to be out. Thinking, I don't know how to deal with on the outskirts. I'm sorry.
She found
You're right. I'm a different person
she
now.
Totally.
But actually, I think that Pauly D's a different person now.
Absolutely.
If you watch season one and you watch this season, Pauly D has let this fame get to his head so much. He was a nice
his
guy.
Blowout head.
He was a nice guy that I would look at and I was like, yeah, he's weird and whatever, but
he used
I
to
totally
be my favorite, but
okay. I would totally.
All right, but what
now,
about
his shaved head?
But for the record, I totally still do him.
And nice. Vinny, too. Vinny's nice changed, too.
Vinny's totally changed.
Vinny was a little quiet boy. Now
quiet,
he's like,
little Italian
look,
boy.
I get
now,
all the ass
now
in the world.
Like,
I don't
now,
care.
Now he's understudy.
And now he's there with his arms folded, kind of just being mean to Dina. Like,
they all kind of have it.
Trying to make his way to the top
all
tier.
Right. But we've had some. I'm going to switch topics. We've had some other changes in people. I mean, I continue to love Jenny.
Love J-Wo.
We
love
her.
J-Wo.
So we have, because we have our
reasonable.
We have our awkward, like,
J-Wo, voice of reason.
Well, we go to our awkward, like, Sunday dinner, and everyone's being awkward. Situation's making some jokes. So, like, I don't want to necessarily, like, not go over that, but it didn't seem like there was a lot there. But going back to J-Wo, she is the one that goes in, like, guys, come on. She's crying. Can we just talk? And, like, really working hard
Good
to
friend.
Make this work, right?
Good friend.
Agreed?
Yeah.
On J-Wow?
Yeah, J-Wow's the house reason.
So, and this
the
is
house
so,
mama.
That's what I literally
House
wrote,
mama, yeah. right. Yeah. And but again, this is someone who I could easily see getting more crazy and more obsessed with her fame and more, and I've actually seen her grow into a better person.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
I think so too, and I even wrote down while we were watching the show, Snooki, J-Wow, kill Dina and Sammy.
All day.
Who wants Dina
All
and
day.
Sammy?
But right. I just hope they don't have any boyfriends while
Dina,
all this
no,
killing
I, listen, I think Dina, fun henchman. Sammy, definitely Sammy Sourpuss. But yes. Sammy Sourpuss gives me a lot of entertainment
Material.
Value.
Okay.
Yes.
Material.
But you know what we skipped over? This is what I'm curious
ahead,
about.
No, go back.
Like, we love to hate or hate to love her.
Exactly. You were the talking same. About the Sunday dinner. Is MTV or the network pushing them to have this Sunday dinner every week to get them all back together? Why do they? Oh, it's going to be awkward. Oh, I don't want to be there. Why are they going for the Sunday dinner every week?
I will answer your question.
You
coming
answer.
From a reality show, yes, they are.
No, reality shows have to be real.
I'll say this.
No, no, no.
It is real, but you're like,
we don't want anyone to know.
Here's the thing. It is real because they've always had a Sunday dinner, and in the Italian culture, there's a Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
That's okay. To speak from the burrito side of me. Like,
there's always going to be a
totally,
Sunday dinner.
And we do that too. I know.
You love the Sunday dinner, and
that's where you hash out.
Even like T-shirt time, they love their little traditions.
Yeah.
I know that they love them, but I'm just wondering, these girls are sitting there going, we're dreading Sunday dinner.
But Rocks, they have nothing else to do
They're
there.
Dreading Sunday dinner, yet they show up in freaking hats like they're going to the Kentucky.
Like, right.
So and you remember Rocks, like we've talked about in earlier shows, but like the situation has said, and others have said in their interviews outside of the show, they have nothing to do. They have no TV.
Yeah,
they
right.
have no cell phone.
Sunday dinner is like an episode.
And then, you know,
and
talking to other producers of this show who really feel as though Stockholm Syndrome sets in with these people when they sit there. And when you see, and I don't want to cut, we'll talk about the ending. When you see how the situation starts reacting, to me it looks like that it just starts to eat away. It just starts to get at these
or
people.
Or the other theory,
and both
her theory.
Both. Well,
yes,
both. We'll get to that. Both.
The
both.
Blank.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
All day.
Both those things. But we'll get to it. So we see the girls in their hats and the boys, like, make fun of them,
no,
whatever. You know what was interesting? What it was nice to see for a brief moment, Sammy consoling Dina. I wrote the note down.
I don't trust that.
I know,
but
I'm happy to see Sammy doing something other than having a sourpuss at the club.
And straightening your hair.
Or fighting with Ronnie.
No flyaways.
All she ever does is fight with Ronnie, straighten her hair, or be at the club with a sourpuss.
That's
She's
what
got
we like.
Sammy
we like
for.
Her. Okay, Jesse.
What part of that do you like Sammy for?
No, no, no.
Whoa, 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 whoa. One at a time. Jess, please. Whoa. Jess, go.
Come on.
I just want you to zoom in
this
on my nose.
This is what I mean, who are you changing?
Can you see these notes?
Are you changing?
No, Jess, I've been off the show too long.
Have you been on, I mean, come well, let's get back. We like sourpuss.
You're right, we like it.
Boo!
It does, you're right. It does. No, no, no. It gases the fire. You're right. Thank you for putting me back on track.
We need Sammy's theme song. Let's go. Keep continuing.
Oh, is this it?
All right. Yeah,
was that it?
Do you want to read these notes?
Go in my eyes.
And if you can't see,
hate Sammy and Ron in all caps.
Tambi and Boo.
Like, wow. What would it be without this?
No, we need her.
The Guido romance.
Can we listen, guys? Can we please let's knock off a few things before, because we got a big finish with Ronnie, Sammy, and Sitch. So we go to the pizza shop.
Yep.
Thoughts on the pizza shop? What do you think?
I got it.
Go.
I think pizza shop way better than t-shirt shop.
Ooh.
But
absolutely.
The entire time, The entire time I've thought, the job, unnecessary. But this season, I think it's funny. Who doesn't want to see meatballs in a bag? Who doesn't want to see them sneaking away drinking wine? And I don't think these Italians are going to put up with
that. That's a thing.
And no, they will fire your ass.
They're gonna and then what's going to happen?
You don't think they'll hang in?
I don't think they're actually going to fire them. I don't think they're allowed to, technically.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to rain down on them. And I don't want to see that exactly, because I want them to do their own thing. But it's going to be funny as hell for a couple episodes.
It is.
After that, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm over it. Don't
after
show me
they're
anymore.
Fired and kicked out the house. No.
And it's great that at $100,000 an episode, they're not going to fire them.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want, and we're going to love it.
So
that's why they do it.
No,
but
the
we've discussed. We've come to the conclusion that we like the gelato shop, the t-shirt shop, and now the pizza shop because of the hangovers the day after, the uncomfortable silences when they have to work together.
If you work in a restaurant, you're expected to work hungover.
Okay, yeah. And this is from
better.
This is from TGI Fridays right here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We deny that?
Employee of the month.
No, you're amazing. She is employee of the month many times.
Not only that, but Christina, weren't you? You guys do Jersey Thursdays, right?
We sure do.
Jersey Fridays? What day is Jersey
Bring
day
your house
Fridays?
Asses to Fridays on Thursday.
You hear this? They have a whole night dedicated
Smush
to the Jersey Shore.
Tea. No,
tonight.
Something
what
about
happens?
Your voice sounds
what?
So hot when you say that.
Go back. What do we do on Fridays on a Thursday night?
No, it's right after the Jersey Shore.
That's right.
And what do we do?
We booze up at Jersey Shore Thursdays, TGI style.
Just at your Fridays.
I declined.
Franchise. Oh, we don't want to get the Fridays in trouble. Oh,
that's right.
Great. Oh, it's a. Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
We're going.
I'll still go right now.
We're going.
Let's get our fist pumps hanging.
I wasn't asking. I was telling you guys.
Yeah,
we're going.
Yeah. Totally going.
Yeah. I was saying.
Totally going.
Totally taking a cab.
I'm going.
Cab.
All right. So listen. So guys, let's get back. Let's get on track. Ronnie on the phone with Hannah.
Ooh.
Hannah is his girl from home, or his F buddy from home, whatever the case is. And he's on the phone with her, and once again,
he is playing her out.
And once
again, which one?
Who's he playing?
First of all, he's playing them both, but more Hannah so right now.
Oh,
but you know
yeah.
They're only 2 seconds away from breaking up Ron and Sammy. Like,
I don't understand how we haven't gotten a visual on this Hannah chick. Like, again?
They say she's hot.
Okay, you're hot, right?
We'll
do you think
see.
Hot? Oh, what do we got?
I hate Ron and Sammy.
No. We're not going to have a
Anything
show without them, you guys.
You throw it in my face, I'll read it out loud. So just keep writing down your thoughts.
Carrie, there's no show.
We're here for support.
Them.
We're here for
now
support.
Look at we're actually looking up on the screen. We see them on their date.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're so happy.
I bought her a purse just to see her smile. Really, honey? Because you bought her that purse deny your guilt.
Okay. And a dress and a belt, and she wore them all that night.
And
somebody has a guilty conscience up in here.
He went down a street, and he said, oh, I like that belt. I like that purse. I like that dress.
She's like, okay, I'll wear it.
She gets it. She wears it.
Oh, she's so
at one
happy.
Time.
Like, really, are you going to take...
What is this music? I'm going.
And then they break up and fight in the same
fashion
night.
Fashion advice from a dude on roids.
They get in a fight the same night with her wearing all that stuff.
Yeah, right, so they go out. So he buys her all this stuff. By the way, Jenny takes him out and says, listen, you're talking to this Hannah chick, and it's not right.
Good
and
of her.
I don't want to get involved, but you know what? I want to avoid the drama in this house. Who's she to be in my business? Blah, blah, blah. He goes out with her that night. She wears all the accessories and the clothes he buys her. They go to dinner, and I can't even believe this. Like, they couldn't even get along for more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
They have a nice dinner. It seems like it's romantic. You got to get it on later.
That's what happens with drugs.
Are we going to get it on later?
That's what happens.
And then it's hours later, they're at the club, and we're right back to fighting.
Yeah, but you know what?
We're right back to season 1, 2, 3, 4, however many.
All in just a couple of hours.
God,
now,
kill myself.
The end of their role has come to a close, and now they're vicious at each other.
Okay, so now we had some shady theories here. And listen, hey,
not
Jess.
Not shady, up front.
Jess, I need you to play Rich's disclaimer right away.
All
right away.
No. Poor fun.
We do not reflect the views of.
Oh yeah, because there's a lot of shit like being thrown around in the screening room tonight.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Oh, and okay. By the way, we think that for AfterBuzz TV, we need to make shirts that say that.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
I will sport that.
Okay, so
low cut V-neck shirt.
You guys, girls.
Okay.
We were talking about this, just kind of seeing the reactions and. Of these people and their behavior.
I'd like to point out when Pauly D walked in and looks at Ronnie on the phone with Hannah and says, "This is what happens when you do steroids."
Yeah.
Did anyone catch that?
Okay,
because I did.
He's like, "I have Xanadrin."
I want to capitalize on that and say, I'm almost wondering if this is what happens when you do ecstasy or cocaine. Based on the fact that
I'm going all the way.
Please,
there. Honey, bring it.
I feel like these guys are on steroids. I feel like there's times where you see them shooting and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Coming from a former party girl who used to be on drugs at 7 in the morning, you know, five.
That's you'll get
years
no that's judgment amazing. Out of us. No,
I amazing. Will judgment admit the fact no. that I call it when I see
like
it.
Like
they are on. Drugs.
Okay, so when are we seeing them at 7 in the morning? When are we seeing them at 7 in the morning?
First of all, Paul, last week, Mike's out there with a pigeon flying over him.
Uh-huh.
That's happened.
They're going
it
to
was
work.
Actually a real pigeon this time, but right. Yeah, that's happened. There's times you see them, they're sweating, their eyes are... Their
exactly, they're
like,
all sunken in
you
and
you can
green.
Almost see in their eyes, like, douche,
so we're saying...
Douche,
right, so we're saying...
This is like Jersey Shore meets Raveheart.
I'm so glad you're saying this because I said the same exact thing last
allegedly.
Week.
Honey, heard that.
Allegedly. Jesse, allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm just saying. I have quotations over my head for okay. people.
Allegedly, they look like they're on drugs.
Right. I said this last week and I got crucified for it.
Yeah.
For the
what?
For the thought.
Why?
Mari Fagel. Crucified.
Oh, Mari.
But... I mean,
nerd.
She's not a nerd. We love Mari.
She's a little baby.
No. So
I'm working
she's
on
a
trying
baby.
To get her.
Okay.
To come in right
so
now.
Wait.
Oh,
so
she's
what,
better. I want to hear her.
So what is the mixture? If we're alleging, no one's saying this is true.
Of drugs, what would it be?
Speculate to guess. Are we saying? What are we saying? That would be okay. the cocktail.
I'm saying as a current college student who's
awesome,
who's been graduating since you were 14, and may or may not see this all the time. There's no way that a person could take ecstasy morning, noon, and night.
That's an interesting assessment.
There's no way. You couldn't drive, couldn't go all these things. You could take ecstasy
daily. They're not
driving. You could take a lot of ecstasy. Yeah, they could take ecstasy three days in a row, and you're good to go. And trust me, not to incriminate myself, I know what you mean.
We've all got life experiences.
But what I'm saying
we've all got
is,
life experiences.
I hands down believe that this is cocaine.
Interesting.
So you agree, though? It's something.
Definitely.
Something's
and I do
model.
Believe there's ecstasy at the clubs. Ecstasy at the night at the clubs.
So
they're not waking up
well,
and
we don't know,
again,
we don't know this for a fact. It could be cough syrup. That's what I think it is. But if you're saying, you're just guessing, it could be.
I'm guessing.
You're
they're
guessing,
waking up.
Maybe.
They're going into the bathroom.
We don't know
they're
this
blowing
stuff.
Three lines. They're going out with their day. They're coming home after lunch. They're blowing. They
so
don't,
that's what it is.
They don't
so
eat enough.
Your opinion
I just
is
think
that.
They might be more angry if it was blow.
I don't think they let themselves come down. I think that's a whole trick.
I think you might be right about that.
Right.
They just stay up on cloud nine.
It could quite possibly
Roxy, so you, are you waiting in? So you're good. You've given me everything on this.
Yeah, I got more to say on a lot of stuff. Though.
No, on the drugs. On the alleged, your opinion, your speculation.
We can go left or right right now. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying because I want to go around the table with all my other fellow partiers.
In my true opinion, in my honest opinion, I've seen people on drugs. I have dated people on drugs. I have
been on drugs, which is awesome.
And they're on coke. They're on ecstasy. They're on painkillers.
All right,
three. They're on drugs.
All right,
drugs.
So can I?
Yep.
Christina, will you chime in on what your thoughts are on the specifics?
I think they're rolling all day, all night, and then sleeping, you know, and then waking up to do it again.
Rolling. It's all ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're speculating, you're guessing.
I speculate.
Your
I
opinion
guess.
Is what? With no facts to base it on, your opinion is what?
Ecstasy all day. Like that's what it is.
So yes. That's your thing, not cocaine, ecstasy, and
no, nothing's my thing, honey.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do
thank
not
you, Jesse.
Reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I'm just saying I've done the research.
As
that's
I see
all
my
I'm
estate
saying.
Being taken away, like a sign being put up for sale.
You know what?
All right, wait. So you're saying you think it's ecstasy?
Absolutely.
The whole way through
and through since season one, honey.
The only one.
Go back.
Herein are those of the host only.
Love you. Love you so much. Yeah.
Okay.
Go back even to season one.
I agree.
Cammy, please weigh in.
I'm going to say.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Okay, I'm going to say from season one, I've always said these kids are on effing drugs.
The views expressed herein are.
Okay. I mean, it happens. They're on vacation.
So what specifically, which ones?
Well, seeing as I've done both of the two drugs in question back in the day.
Right.
I'm currently not on in any of them. That's why I'm not sweating my balls off. My pupils aren't blowing out of my face like Ronnie's are in every episode.
Somebody's got it together.
Right.
I think it's ecstasy or cocaine. It's hard to draw the line, but I think they're definitely on drugs.
And both?
That's what I was saying, man.
So we're saying it's
possibly.
A mix.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, and I also think that they're on some sort of painkiller, pharmaceuticals, legal drugs, because we got to keep in mind, they're in Italy.
Look at his eyes right now.
And we saw them get there on a plane. And I think you can find drugs and you can get drugs. You can ship drugs.
Yeah, but plenty of them have family there.
That's true, but
Also, other people are going to come up and give you
I'd say
too,
Ronnie
right?
especially looks the most fucked up.
I know, because he's the one that doesn't handle his shit.
He doesn't make sense at all.
He's the one always flipping things, like
exactly.
fucking raging. He's on steroids. He's on drugs. He looks the one that
Zinedrine.
He's the only one that I think.
Just, can you turn their mics down? As the guy who owns five pieces of property, I don't think they're doing any drugs. I just think they're maybe having like two beers and going to sleep that night. That's all. That's all I think.
Just two beers and going to sleep.
That's it. They're two,
we'll call
two,
it
two,
a night.
Or two vodkas and go to sleep.
So sweet.
K-Wow over there.
Such
do
a
you
sweet young
honestly,
man.
Honestly, on my life, believe that none of these kids are doing drugs?
Look at him grinding his teeth like right there. Like, do you not see it?
Say it,
look,
say it.
Look at him, look at him, look at him go.
All I'm saying is I just don't know.
Okay,
it's
don't
okay.
know
none
is
of
different
us know.
Than that.
None
okay,
of us
none
know.
Us know.
We're
Rocks,
all just speculating.
I'll just say.
Rocks, I've never done drugs. I haven't drank enough. I
but
wanna,
if you ever,
I
and exactly,
be in this
and
world.
If you ever acted like that, you've never done drugs.
No,
if
so
you've
I,
ever
I
acted
don't know.
Like these. Exactly.
But drinking alcohol Jess, is the worst.
Jess, you and I haven't partied enough, so you don't know if I.
Sammy, okay, Sammy is
actually tripping right now.
Jess is a DJ, so Jesse, what you weigh in? Come on,
Jesse. Shrooms or acid? That's all I want to know.
No,
Jesse's
a
I don't
DJ.
Judge.
He's down on the scene. Jesse,
well,
what?
All right. Here's go my ahead. My thing is, I'm just a drinker now.
Me too, honey.
I used to puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay, but Jess, what are these guys doing?
I all right. I'm actually going to go with Roxy. I do now, but I do have to disagree with you. It is possible to. Roll morning, noon, and night. I know a few people who I've worked with in the past.
You think for 4 years you could do that for 4 years?
I mean, for
in the beginning
was,
of your career,
since he was 15 years old till he was about 27. I don't know him.
I'm
what
too
he's
young
doing
to
now,
know. I guess, yeah.
But absolutely, yes. Morning, noon, night. He was 100%. Allegedly, I'm gonna say, coke during the day, pills at night.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I do think, you know, wake up in the morning, you got that hangover, pop a painkiller.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
That's what I'm
wait, that helps a hangover?
It's like,
where have I been?
Yeah.
You want to borrow some of my bikes? Because I'll slip them
no,
to you.
No, come on. How do I get involved, you guys? Come on now. We got to break me in.
Kidding.
Yeah, nice. Give me the roofie. Cammy just gave me a roofie.
Okay, wait.
Okay,
I wanted to say something about Jenny.
Right, say your last thing. Asleep. Say your last thing, and then we'll go to commercial.
This is what I think about Jenny. We said this about. We just said something very broad, but I think JWoww is really doing a really good job staying away from that scene and not caring about the show.
100%.
And caring about everybody's lives.
Good girl. I know. She's amazing.
Honestly, this season especially. I think Snook is trying to do the same thing, but has a little drama going on. I don't think
she cheating on her man, boo.
I don't think JWoww's on drugs. I don't think JWoww's doing anything. I don't think JWoww cares that it's a television show. I think JWoww cares that these are her best friends, and she doesn't want to see drama.
About her boyfriend
she wants to have
home.
A good time.
And she's thinking about her boyfriend at home.
She's thinking about her boyfriend at home.
J-Wa has a boyfriend this season? What is she thinking?
She's still with Roger, isn't she?
Yeah, the same Roger. Guy? Yeah. I'm impressed.
She loves Roger. She just wants to be a real human being who's getting paid a crap load to be on TV.
Yeah. Right.
That's J-Wa.
Yeah, and on sidebar, I agree with you 100%, and I want to say this about every single person on this show. And just based on this episode, Dina, a little I want to go home. Bitch, you're getting paid $100,000 an episode. Suck it the up.
Exactly.
Or go home and call me and I'll come replace
well,
your
Well, we
ass.
Also remember what happened to Angelique.
I hate to fucking hear them so, say, yeah. I want to go home, I want to go home. You're making $100,000 an episode. You're making $1 million for 6 weeks of shooting or 10 weeks or whatever
for
it was.
6 weeks of drinking, dude. For six
in
weeks of
Italy.
Drinking. Not-
in Italy.
You're in
well,
Italy.
We know what happened to Angelique
suck
with that attitude.
Up.
Right.
She should never.
Both game.
Never. Get her out of here now.
All right, Jess, let's go to commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll yeah. talk about the big battle that we've waited months for.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig! The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Oh, that new violin at the end.
Love it.
That's new.
Some dubstep for
you. Yeah, sure.
Oh!
That's DJ Jesse. By the way, have you guys ever thought about getting molds of your boyfriend's penises?
Actually, my home dude is a glass blower, and they do it glass style.
Okay, so, what, so he you would stick a glass thing up your cooter? Because that would be painful.
As long as it's done by a perfectly...
Okay, but what about getting your boyfriend
certified?
No, I've seen the Pyrex ones.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Never
tried one.
But what about having your guy get a mold of his...
I'm
do
all
they
about
do
it.
That? I don't... They yeah,
I mean, if
show.
It's notorious,
it
all about it.
It depends on what guy.
If it's worth it,
if he was
worth it.
If the guy... Right.
There's a few I'd like to take with me.
Okay, oh, no, absolutely.
But
don't we all?
If it's your boyfriend, you do it or not?
If it was nice enough.
So if it's your boyfriend,
if
it's
you
not
find
nice
the
enough,
perfect penis, you
mold
better
it.
Mold that.
Mold that shit.
Mold that. Right.
But then what are you going to say to your next wife when you're like, this is Johnny, this is
no,
Jason?
You don't
break
you
that
don't
out.
Say, you don't say anything.
You don't
say
shit.
You say this is hidden in a box.
This is from
and
Hustler.
And you're just as good. No, you suck. I'm taking this
I don't
to
know.
The bathroom.
Really good
I'm
penis.
Like, oh, do you want to help? Like, we could make this a through.
You would help
kidding.
Jack
well,
off
I think,
my
I would
penis.
Think, oh listen, but I would think these guys would want to do it because they're thinking, oh, it's if she's going to use this little toy and think of me rather than be with somebody else. So that's why Snooki, that's why Roger
well,
is.
I mean, I've heard that's great.
Can you feel the actual difference? Like, if you had a penis, would you be like, oh, wow, this feels exactly like Bob's penis?
Yes.
If it's inside
you? Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, there's one have, right one for everyone.
Yeah, because if you have Bob and then you have, like,
Jake.
Yeah, Jake.
No, I know. Bob and Jake may be very different, but I'm
and
saying.
They usually
I'm
are.
Saying if Bob and Jason have similar size penises,
but then
can
don't
you
waste
distinguish?
Your money. Just call Bob and Jason.
Okay. Just call Bob and Jason.
Close your eyes and pretend.
Go ahead, segue.
Sorry,
segue.
Jeff.
Who has the bigger penis, Ronnie or the situation?
What we've never seen.
Oh, I'm saying based off of what happened tonight.
Sitch.
I'm going to say
I'm going to say Vinny.
Somebody's wrong. Thank you.
Oh, Vinny is hung like
you.
A moose.
Vinny's
there we go. But
he's
I do
so
know, somebody who,
he's
I do
so
know
young.
Somebody who slept with Pauly D, and
stop
apparently
it.
He's got a
wang.
Okay, all right,
well,
great.
I hope to sleep with Pauly D right. One day, so I'll be back to tell you how right. It was.
Minus the blowout.
You guys, listen.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Well, that wraps cock talk. And now let's go from cock talk, let's go to what I've been waiting for months since we heard about it in the news. We scratched the surface of the fight between the situation and
The gorilla fight.
Yeah, between the situation
and Ronnie.
Ronnie. And we small see, wing okay, on let's small. Back up. So it started with the, he has his, as usual, his usual fight with Sammy.
Right.
But she
typical.
Brings in the sitch.
There goes.
But we're watching it on the screen for
and shoves her. And he
is so coming down right now. So coming down right now.
By the way, he is so much bigger than season one.
He is fronted
so,
up.
He's Deco Winstrawl, computer all, everything's
but
stacked.
But guys, but the situation, once again, he shoots his mouth off like he always does, little old lady, little old yenta that he is.
Shin.
But he does it with everybody. He always shoots his mouth off and gets people in trouble. So
always.
He shoots
goes,
his mouth
off. Here
he
goes saying it right here.
So he really
he
has no
sucks.
Room to defend himself in this situation.
He
I
sucks.
Think.
He
in this
sucks.
Situation.
He sucks.
And half of him is
friend.
To provide good drama, I think, and the other half is just who he is, right?
Ronnie is awesome. About to
goodbye.
Beat
I'm done with you,
him.
The situation. Goodbye.
No.
You suck.
Back up.
You're
why
crappy
do you
friend.
Think that?
He's a crappy friend.
So you
he
don't
plays
think...
not both sides.
He does play both
sides.
He plays all the sides.
Yeah.
But is any of it for entertainment value?
And he's a
value?
Scumbag.
He is sitting there.
He really
going,
is.
He's going, I'm over 30. I got to make this a career. I got to make this TV show go
and
as long as I can. I'm going to make drama. I don't
low.
Care. Yeah, he does not care. He's going to make as much drama as
drugs.
He possibly can.
So he's
it
doing
happens.
It on purpose.
It happens in Italy.
He's doing it on purpose, 100%. He's a smart guy.
He
knows that he's going to make... The situation,
he's about
he's
to
the
be
biggest
the
guy
situation
in the show.
Right there where he spits all over himself.
If you
I know, right?
People, it was like, if you ask people, what guy from the Jersey Shore do you know? Every single person will say the situation.
Right, he is a star.
People will also say Pauly D, but number one, the situation. And he does very good job at doing that.
So he
but
knows
other
what
than
he's
that,
doing.
He knows what he's doing. He's got people yapping
he
in his ear
he's
saying,
getting thrown down right
he's got
now.
People yapping in his ear saying, this is what you do. This is what you do.
He's a Fame-more.
Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. I don't care if that's what's going on. I loved Situation first season. I liked him second season. Third season, I was and fourth season, I'm like, get
but look
the
at
F out of here.
No, really? Because what entertainment will we have, Rox? You really want
to
throw him out?
I don't
I
actually
just like
mean,
to know what kind of real person he is or
I know.
Isn't.
I don't actually mean...
I don't think he knows anymore.
I don't mean well, get off the show.
Knuckles.
I don't mean get off the show. I mean, I don't like you. I'm not saying he doesn't make great television. I am saying out of every single person on the show, the person that I like the least, the person I'd like to associate myself with the least is the situation.
I get that.
Like,
I think he's got a good heart. He's just a douche.
No
tard.
Way. Not anymore. Everything's
gonna
be.
You know, Jesse and I have our theories.
What is it?
Jesse, do you still have that theory?
I'm sorry. I was just snorting some cocaine.
All right, now that you're back.
And how do you feel, Jesse? How do
you
feel?
Do you think that situation might want, not that he does, but do you think he'd like to maybe switch it?
You think he likes dudes?
Well,
is that
what
you're saying?
Well, as a matter of fact, actually, we had a whole conversation.
Him and
about,
I,
we've had a whole conversation about this last week, and Mari has joined our side. Mari,
where is
now,
Mari?
What side
I
are we
need
talking
Mari.
About?
Mari,
what are you talking about?
We believe that the situation is really gay.
We, again, no. We
I
don't believe that.
I think you might
that.
Be right.
We allege that.
We allege
it's just our opinion. That we base it on no
this
facts.
Is not, AfterBuzz TV doesn't think this.
Are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the
it
views
happens.
Of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
But no, hear me out with this.
I'm going to figure this out.
I'm ready, honey.
Oh,
hear me
my
out.
God.
Here we go.
I'd be willing to go undercover.
We believe, well, Mari and I will say.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Believe that the situation doesn't know he is fully. He has the feelings, and this happens with
famous
a lot of gay
new,
men.
Famous
you just
new.
Have feelings.
Myself
and,
included.
You know, but you're on TV. You know, you can't
welcome.
Act on those feelings. And if you hold those feelings in for a long enough time, you become angry. You become enraged.
Attracted to Snooki.
Yeah.
Well,
all that.
But not only that, but
you
that's actually
Snooki
perfect.
Boy, yeah.
You said that. We saw him say this to Snooki. The way him and Snooki act in the house are like best friends. He's always there curled up with Snooki. He's always there
Snuggled.
Going to her to confide
he's
in her.
He's looking like a creeper, though.
He's a creeper, but that's because he's like, what, 36, 37 years old?
Actually, though, he's closer to 40 than he is to 30.
I Ooh. Definitely believe
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong
no
with
way.
That.
And there's nothing
as
wrong
long
with
you,
that.
As long as you know who you are, clearly.
Is
he
really?
Hasn't figured it out yet.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that except for if you have the situation and then there's something wrong with that.
And then there's a situation.
Then you have a situation.
But yes, I definitely think...
That he just doesn't know it, but maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I see it. I see
I
a little
we'll
bit.
We'll be watching.
I told you, Jesse, weird, like the way he holds the cigarette. Very feminine.
The way he holds a cigarette and the way he causes drama, he like goes
he
around.
He crosses his legs.
He is like a little bitch.
And sometimes when you overcompensate with
the
situation.
I was trying to say it nicer.
Okay, thank you.
Go to that point.
The way that he overcompensates with women. Last week, he tried to play this twin situation.
But isn't
right?
that the Jersey
twinning.
Way?
He was twinning.
But look how. But Pauly and Vinny do it so differently.
Yeah. Because they were successful
but
at doing it.
Situation acts it out fully. He has no problems leaving a woman, womanizing a woman, and for the most part,
womanizer.
Guys who do
you don't
that,
see them call the girl a cab 10 minutes after they blow him like the situation does.
Right,
that's kind of gross.
And
so
he wants
your point,
in,
Jesse,
out, make it like, make so it look like he's doing what he's got to do. Get them out. The part with Snooki, I don't think he really messed around with Snooki. And look how mad Snooki got at it.
Oh, you don't? I do.
Well,
yeah.
Wait.
Oh, because she's guilty.
I don't know. Wait.
Guilty.
How many? But,
guys, wait.
I can't speak for you guys, but I know a lot of straight girls who have messed around with their gay friends.
It happens,
it
honey.
Happens.
It's fun. It's
making
fun.
Out, making out,
everyone
blowing
should
are two
do
different
it.
Things.
I slide absolutely.
Jesse, if you're ever
you
down, I'm here.
You guys are party girls, so I go to you for the party stuff. Jesse, you give me the Gaylord touch.
All right, so
tell
the
me.
Gaylords. I know a lot of females who, knowing, would say, hey, I could turn you out. Now, I don't think that's what happened with Snooki. I think they were just drunk. They were like, oh, I love you, and I don't believe that they had sex. I do not believe they had sex. I believe maybe Snooki... I can't even imagine Snooki going down on the situation. Because really, would you ever go down on your brother? Like, that's just... I believe they
or
made
somebody
out.
Somebody that's
I believe they made out while she was going out
Wait,
with
did
Gia,
he claim that, she went down on him?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why Jenny...
I thought he said
they
effed.
No, he said...
Go ahead. Please,
I believe that JWoww made the comment... They told us everything because I think that JWoww was trying to see, like, did you not tell me everything that was supposed to be told?
Right. So, Jesse, before these guys all step on you, what do you think really happened between Snooki and Sitch?
I believe that it was a drunk night. I believe that you're in this house for how long and you have a boyfriend you want to stay in control with and, you want to stay together. Who are you going to blow? Who are you going to make out with? Who are you going to...
So what did she do? She made out with Sitch?
So I believe that she confided in the situation saying, he's not going to tell anyone.
Okay,
what I mean?
The situation's not going to tell anybody. He has
in Snooki's drunken mind?
Yes, I believe
Jess. Absolutely.
They like made out or whatever. And was it during a season or was it off season?
No, I think it... Well, actually, I'm sure it happened both.
Wait.
No. During decipher. Season, they would have covered it. So probably off season.
It was off season.
Wow, can I do something really quick?
Go ahead, take the floor.
I just want to know for a second. There are five of us here right now. I need a yes or no answer. Do you or do you not think that Snooki cheated on Gianni?
Yes.
All day.
Wait,
absolutely.
Hold on. Starting here.
I believe she did. I don't believe she slept with him.
Okay.
I think it was making sloppy makeout session.
Okay, a makeout.
I think still she cheating. Did, and I think Gianni's a
Spooning.
Pussy.
Do you think... Do you think?
Yeah,
I think she did. I think her boyfriend's
think
a chump
they slept together?
Because he took VH1 or no, not VH1, MTV money and said, "Oh no, I forgive you. I love you.
Yeah,
let's move on. I can't wait for
you
my
think
trip
that
to
they
LA."
Had sex? You think they just hooked up? Or what
I think
that?
She blew him. Who cares what
okay,
they did?
That,
I think her boyfriend's
she cheated.
A douche.
Okay, going on. What do you think?
Cheated all day, whether it's blowing or effing. Like,
okay,
yeah.
She cheated. Jess.
I'm going to say makeout session. Worst is that they blew. She gave him a
little. Okay, yeah. I'm going to completely agree. She is guilty as hell. I know that when somebody is guilty, that's the way they act. Never once did the situation confront her and say, he said, you know what you did. She didn't say.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. She said, screw you, situation.
Yeah, how could you sell me out?
How could you sell me out?
Yeah.
How could you do that?
Well, we don't
I love you,
editing. Snooki,
but honey... You are guilty.
Yeah.
You're guilty as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you slept with him. You definitely were lonely. You definitely were feeling something. You definitely had a crush on him, and you definitely made out with
something
him.
In
Rookie,
the depths.
And let me bring this up. When do you call your boyfriend and say, so this guy's saying that I did this, this, and this.
Trying to
can
cover
you,
it up.
Can
sweep
you just
it under.
Tell me that everything's okay and that
you
love me?
And he says it.
And he
and
says
he
it.
Says
what
it.
A bitch.
He goes, oh,
right then I was like,
course,
she
honey,
just won.
She literally just backed into
won.
A corner, and he goes, I love okay, you, baby. Okay, baby. I can't wait to see you.
Go ahead,
Jesse.
I want
to
say.
Well,
Jesse, chime in.
I'm actually going to kind of team in on this because I made this comment last week and they hated on me for the whole drug thing. Allegedly, let's say that they're on ecstasy.
Okay.
Partying in the club, right?
Yep.
You're Snooki. You say, I'm freaking Snooki. I am Jersey Shore.
Right,
I'm the freaking queen of pop culture.
That's how you get
that's
on ecstasy?
That's how she's feeling, I'm saying.
Who's getting me ecstasy?
So imagine situation. And I could see them saying, I could imagine the situation coaxing Snooki just being like, yo, we would be the ultimate. Can you imagine if the situation and Snooki were together?
They're plotting behind you.
Okay,
she's good
yeah,
now.
I like Jess. Jess, you're so on the money. Why are you in there?
I know. Why are you,
you
in there?
You need to be come out. Get
no,
out
we
of the
need a camera in here because this is where I'm like Paulie. I need to be behind.
No,
my
you are. Yeah.
No, but
we
I think
we don't. We have. We have DJ Jess.
We
will. We will. But you know, I think you're 100% on the money with this, Jesse. I think you're 100% on the money. I also think that you're gonna see the boyfriend. He's no rollover. In earlier episodes, he said, why didn't you call me today? It was a whole date and you didn't call me. And we
so
saw,
controlling.
And we saw previews of the whole season where he throws down with her.
He's going to, but listen, I'm going to tell you this. Being on a
well,
show,
the day, that's his
my
payday.
Boyfriend was the same way, number one. Number two.
But your boyfriend into the payday.
And my boyfriend's while a douchebag, too, and that's
is
why we're not together.
The, is he
and
into
while,
the payday?
While
this
you're
kid's
on the
into,
show,
these kid, these
they
boyfriends,
take paydays.
They're into the payday. They don't want to lose the
like
golden
that.
Ticket.
Trust me, I'm familiar with this.
Right?
That's what happened to me. They're going to fucking kiss your ass while you're on TV.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what happens.
I don't like
number
that.
Number one. Number two, I do think that it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit that they're planning oh, wow. shit off camera. I don't want to say so much that Snooki's doing, but I think that Mike, the reason he exploited her, it's a storyline. That's what people do.
What are
you
saying that?
On
Mike,
shows.
Said,
Mike, how
they
could
will
you?
Sell,
how
they will take your friendship
saying.
And
that's
sell you the
saying.
Fuck
Roxy
out.
Mike earlier. Does not give a crap about anybody on the show.
But I think she did it. I think she did it, but I think he sold her out for
he
a storyline because he's a fucking joke.
100%. No, and he said, no, and he said that in interviews. Yeah. Listen, part of my job is to find the stories. You have no TV.
Yep.
You have no phones. He's like, you're sitting around all day long. He's like, you've got to
you
find.
You want to create conflict.
Okay,
he probably
gotta
set her
so
up.
So, guys, let's
ago
get
they did
to,
do it.
Can we please get to the ultimate conflict?
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, really, Jesse? Let's get to the ultimate conflict, which is the situation versus Ronnie. So out comes Ronnie.
Wait.
He hears
okay,
this.
Is this a who do you like better situation or Ronnie?
I mean,
who do you want to win or who do you think's
no,
going to win?
I just
what's going on?
I just want thoughts. Should I just go around the table?
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, you want me to? All right, Cammy, your thoughts on the
bam, Ronnie, give it to him. Fuck Sitch. Like, Ronnie, this has been coming between them. Ronnie sold, the other way around. Mm-hmm. Situation sold Ronnie out so many times with him and Sam's relationship. Gotten in the middle of it, whatever. I'm surprised Ronnie didn't beat the shit out of him last season, so bring it. And we all know what's going to happen. Sitch is going to get buried.
Hey.
Okay.
Rox, go, babe.
Yeah. I think that it's not that I would prefer Ronnie or the Sitch to win. I think they both suck. Absolutely suck. They're both horrible friends. They both sold each other out numerous times. But I obviously we know that Ronnie's going to win. As a girl, and maybe this is just because I am a girl, I would never beat somebody to the point that an ambulance had to come. Like, you make a point, you, and then done. Like, you don't beat somebody until they have to go to the hospital.
It's the roids, hon.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't know
that's
that because we haven't seen the...
Allegedly.
Right. We haven't seen next week.
All I know is in previews, I'm sorry, I don't want to ruin predictions, but we see an ambulance pull up. We see.
But you don't think situation could have
situation.
Faked ahead?
No, no, no. We see Sitch
you don't think
go
situation
down.
Could have been dramatic?
We see Sitch go down. We see Sitch in the stretcher, and we see Sitch being pulled out by an ambulance.
But you don't think he could have taken a fall, taken a dive?
No. I think something happened.
He really goes ass beat.
I don't really know the entire situation, but if Ronnie kicked the crap out of him, it's like, Ronnie, punch him, and you're a dude, so that's done. What kind of point are you trying to make? Oh, I can whip your ass until you're dead? Shut up, Ronnie. I don't really care if you can kick situation's ass. All I want to see is you punch him be done, you guys get up. I don't want to see him go to the hospital, and I certainly don't want to see anybody incapacitated to finish the season. Like,
they're going
to
kick them out of Italy.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see that at all. We like seeing the, oh, Sammy punch Ronnie punch this, whatever. I don't want to see anybody seriously hurt.
All right.
These are my friends.
Christine, you're right. They're my friends, too. I love them.
They're my friends.
Christina, they are. They're all our friends. That's why we love these kids.
I think, really, honestly, Ronnie and Situation is a losing battle because I feel like they're the same people. Ronnie comes in here stomping about how, Sam, you need to repeat that statement that I had just said to you, whatever. Really, in actuality, Situation has no room to fucking talk when it comes about laying out everybody's bullshit.
Yep, yeah.
Because he's the same fucking person. So I hope they both battle to the death.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. Can I
what
weigh
a
in
nice
now?
Girl.
Please.
All right. Now, I said this last season and was mocked for it, which I shouldn't have been mocked because I'm always right.
What do you
when
love
I put
to
my
like
foot
that?
Down.
I'm tying my hands right now.
No, when I put my foot down, I know. I am telling you, Ronnie has had it out for Situation from day one.
Absolutely.
When Situation
100%.
And Ronnie
Sniped
had their slight moment, number one. That, but by the way, guys, that was just a spark. That was nothing. The behind-the-scenes shit. This is what you guys may underestimate in the business. Situation, you said, number one on the show, right? He's the biggest brand. He's the one that's most known. It drives a dead fish like Ronnie effing crazy.
Yep.
So
yep.
jealous that.
And Ronnie doesn't get it. He doesn't know why.
Why? Why not me? Why him? Not me?
Yep.
He's full of crap.
Dead
he's
on.
So it builds and it builds and it builds. And finally, and again, we talked about maybe there is roids on both sides because you see this like Brahma bull come out of that room bigger than I've ever seen him in so how many seasons. He's just like, that's it. And when you see Mike react, by the way he reacts to me, it's somebody who's coming off something. He's
100%.
He's reacting. Like, the way Situation's reacting.
It's like, you woke me up. Are you fucking serious?
But I think
off
it's more than
buzz.
That. Right. It's coming down off a buzz.
Hey,
like,
wow,
when you're
baby.
Coming off something, you're like, and he's just losing it. The spit's coming out, whatever. And maybe.
Whoever gets offended.
The spit. The whole.
Why?
Roll.
And maybe he doesn't expect. He doesn't expect Ronnie to go there. That's all he can think of. Or he's just not in a clear head. But either way, that's what led to it. Now, next week, we'll break it down. Like, let's see if it wasn't like a light punch to the face and the kid doesn't take a fall to be more dramatic. We don't know that yet. We'll look at it next week and we'll weigh in. If it really was an ass thumping or if it was, this is my moment to be taken in an ambulance, to put on my neck brace, to get more, because it did. It got worldwide press.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
But let's find out next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, does that take us into predictions, Jess?
Jess is middle
of
the line.
Do you think that Ronnie would really be Situation's bitch, though?
No, I didn't say they were in on it.
Or excuse me, vice versa.
Okay, so let me clarify before we get into predictions. I'm not saying they're in on anything. These feelings are genuine.
No,
absolutely. I think Situation
but
thinks
did Sitch
that he
really
has
get beat badly, or did he take a dive, as we say in boxing, to get more attention?
People are going to tune in next week
No, but like, wait. They want to hear our predictions.
I'll predict.
Go, Cammy.
Sitch got his ass beat.
Beat.
I
like,
predict
legit
that as
beat,
well.
Legit
beat. Like, beat the fuck up. Sitch got worked.
Okay, beat down. And once again, I'm predicting. And by the way, we see JWoww. You see her role in all this. She says, Sammy, get out. All you're going to do is add more gas on this fire. Like, I'm trying to, like, settle everybody down. Yeah. Right? Here's where at the end of the day, and I'll weigh in later. Go, Rox.
On both fronts, number one, my prediction is he actually got his ass kicked.
All day.
Ronnie is, when I say huge, I mean Jersey Shore, huge. He's got muscles. He's got everything. He's got
anger.
Weird tattoos.
The roids, the anger.
Anger.
A girl to fight for. Ronnie kicked the crap out of the Sitch. I honestly believe that. Now, when it comes to JWoww helping Ronnie, I have never understood why girls don't get the F away.
Exactly.
If your boyfriend will calm down by talking to somebody else, let him talk to somebody else.
Exactly.
But Sammy won't give up.
No.
She won't
stop.
Give in.
Let
she
guys,
won't
you guys get
idiot.
Out of
it. Because
why?
She's selfish and she wants to be the one who saves Ronnie.
Her and Situation
you're not
just
gonna
keep
do...
bringing up this bullshit.
Yeah. Whoa, you're coming next.
Sorry, honey.
Go
I had a comment.
I know what you mean. I know. We get so excited.
She wants to
be the girl who helps him, who saves him, who is the one who changes him. You're not the girl for him. I really don't believe you are. You got to let him be, especially if he's sitting there saying, I'm going to chill out because J-Wow's here and I'm going to listen to her. And it seemed to be helping. But Sammy can't deal with him talking to any other girl at all. She just can't deal with it. And that's going to be the end of the relationship. I don't mean they're never going to hook up again. I mean, when it ends, that will be why. Sammy's off her rocker. Ronnie's off his rocker.
But they're not healthy enough to really separate.
No,
not ever,
no at all. At all. And J-Wow's the only one who's looking at this as in, we are a group, we are a family, we are a team, we got to make this work. We're here for a couple more months, so shut the F up, guys, and let's deal with it.
That bitch is only saying that because she's
Christina,
got
go.
A man
go,
at
all right, good, good, good. I don't know. So right here, Christina, go.
Yep.
Chime in, baby.
I just feel like Sitch is going to beat down the Ronnie. Are you joking right now? My favorite song, I Love You. Sitch is going to beat down the Ronnie's going to beat down the Sitch, and we see him go to the hospital.
Yep.
I do contemplate, is that real or how real is it?
Okay.
Sammy and Ronnie are definitely not healthy enough for each other. We're looking at an ongoing battle. We see that shit every single effing season. Every single season.
Okay.
And I can't wait for it to combust again.
I think we've got your classic Italian dysfunctional family, which is like, we all want to kill each other one minute. Then after we're done killing each other, we're cleaning each other up and crying about it. And I think you're going to see these guys next week when this...
It's making
like,
sauce. Oh,
they're going to be like, this is when you understand how much you really love somebody. This is where all this like craziness comes out, which is going to be great. Which is, by the way, which is why I love them.
He's good.
No, but which is why I love them. Yeah, and I want to be there because I want to like... Because I'm the type... Can just so you know, even if you ever work with me, yell and scream and get all crazy, and then like 5 minutes later, bawling my eyes out, I'm so
we're
sorry.
We're making sauce.
Yeah, no, we're making the sauce together. Like, that's me.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, you want to chime in before you take us out?
I just think Ronnie's going to beat his ass. I do definitely think at the end of all this, they're all going to love each other, happy family, because we have two more seasons of this.
Oh, we better. You know, three,
no, they
four,
got
five,
on.
Seven. What?
No, they got signed on for, I believe it's either two or three more seasons.
Don't play
no
games way. With my imagination.
I think it's two.
So
I think it's two, oh but I saw
wait,
that too.
Jesse, can you really?
Yeah,
I can't.
No, absolutely.
That.
We've announced
two,
it.
Wait,
in
wait.
News.
So we have because we have this.
I want to say I really think it's three, but I'm
no
gonna
because
go with
in
two
our,
I thought it was two after
back
this
up,
one.
You guys, we have October. We have New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where they go to New Jersey, which is really part of this season. They split
yeah.
it. And then you're saying another
two
one?
No, no, two. Definitely two more seasons coming.
They'll
I'll
take
be there.
Guaranteed.
Front row seats.
Oh, my God.
No, you won't be there. You'll
so
be here.
We all
that's
know
right,
that the world
here.
Is not
right.
ending. Jersey Shore is here to stay.
That's right.
On that note, guys, right. Project Runway is coming up next.
Nice.
Till next time, let's all
thanks,
go.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.